From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. Philippine police and disaster officials say at least 133 people are dead and dozens of others missing as a tropical storm triggered mudslides and floods. Multiple deaths were reported Friday. Police say 12,000 people have left their homes for higher ground. The Philippines experience about 20 typhoons and storms each year, especially around the end of the year. The UN Security Council unanimously agreed on Friday to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Nikki Haley said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un should take the UN seriously.
On November 29th, Pyongyang launched an intercontinental ballistic missile. This was another attempt by the Kim regime to masquerade as a great power while their people starve and their soldiers defect. But for the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
The new resolution builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. Some council members also have noted that North Korea appears to be illegally exporting coal and acquiring prohibited oil through deceptive shipping practices. The new measures attempt to close loopholes in maritime interdiction and inspection regimes to prevent that. You can always get more news online at voanews.com, and we're also present in social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is VOA News. The FBI has arrested an American man who allegedly plotted a terrorist attack on a popular tourist site in San Francisco to be carried out Christmas Day. Federal authorities announced Friday they arrested 26-year-old Everett Aaron Jamison of Modesto, California, earlier this week. Jamison allegedly told undercover FBI agents that he planned to target the heavily visited Pier 39 in San Francisco by remotely detonating explosives and then shooting people with a rifle as they fled. Agents said they found a suicide note at Jamison's home, as well as rifles, a handgun, ammunition, and a last will and testament. His suicide note included comments denouncing President Donald Trump and his plan to reorganize or recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The U.S. is providing Ukraine with weapons in an effort to help the country with its fight against Russian-backed separatists in the eastern part of the country. The U.S. State Department said in a statement Friday that the decision to provide Ukraine with, quote, enhanced defensive capabilities is in keeping with the effort to help Ukraine build its long-term defense capabilities. The statement added that the U.S. assistance is entirely defensive in nature. The California wildfire that continues to blaze through more than 100,000 hectares is now the largest wildfire in the state since 1932. The so-called Thomas Fire has been burning in Southern California since December 4th and has scorched more than 100,000 hectares. Fire officials say more than 28,000 or 2,800 fire personnel continue to battle the blaze. One firefighter lost his life in the battle, and one civilian also died. Officials say the fire is 65% contained, and any new burned acreage will be due to controlled burning operations. The International Olympic Committee says that it has banned 11 Russian athletes for life and stripped two more Olympic medals for Russians won during the 2014 Sochi Olympics. And the man accused of deliberately driving into a Christmas shopper's on a busy street in the Australian city of Melbourne has been charged with 18 counts of attempted murder and one count of conduct endangering life. Christians are preparing to celebrate Christmas with celebrations in many countries under heightened security, especially in Muslim-majority nations in the Middle East and Asia. Pakistan's government in province said it plans to deploy several thousand more security personnel around churches this Christmas Eve and Christmas Day after a church suicide bombing in the region last Sunday left 10 people dead. Egyptian police say they will be conducting regular searches of areas around churches for the Coptic Christmas celebration on January 7th after the country's Christian minority has been the target of several recent attacks. I'm Richard Sheehy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.